Second Menachas Perek Aleph Mishalav Kar Menachas Shenikmetu Shalodishman Ksheru Elish Vor Olu Lebala Mishum Chayva Chot Beminchas Chaydei Uminchas Knot Or Menachas Rabram that the Kohen did the Kmitza Shalodishman when he did the Kmitza of the Mincha he had in mind that it should be a different Mincha or he had in mind that it should be Shalodishem Balam it should be for a different Balam other than a true Balam the Mincha is Kasher he would be makir the kohenim and the kohenim would eat the shirayim. Just the balam and ayotze the chov with this mincha. If the balam took upon themselves to bring a mincha, they would not be yotze with this mincha. But we would go ahead and continue to do the rest of the avodas of the mincha. The hechsher as a mincha is kosher, and just the balam would have to bring a different mincha, with the exception of a mincha's chote and a mincha's knos. A mincha's chote. The mincha that is brought for a chet, somebody who was over on Tumas Migdash Ukadasha, he entered the Beit HaMikdash in a state of Tumah, or he ate Basar Kabanas in a state of Tumah. If he cannot afford to bring Oifes or Behemah, he would bring a mincha. And if the Kmita of this mincha, or any of the other avodas of the mincha, done Shalod Shema, the mincha would be pasul. And so too by mincha's knot, this is a mincha sota, it's a Kmita, or one of the other avodas of the mincha, was done Shalod Shema. The mincha would be possible. And just like we found at the beginning of the Bacha, that all korbanot that are nishchat, shalod shema, the korbanot hakasher, just the balam and ayoti, their chol, with that korban. So too, by menachas, the same din would be true. All menachas that are nikmat, shalod shema, are kasher. And the kmita by mincha is kineged the shechita by korbanot. And who I didn't, if one of the other avodas by the mincha was done shalod shema, the mincha is kasher. Such as the Nesina HaKaymet B'Kli, or the Holacha of the Kaymet to the Mizbeach, or the Akhtara, or the Kaymet on the Mizbeach, the same thing would be true. If one of those Avodas was done Shalal Shema, the Mincha would be Kasher, just the Balam would not be Yotzi Derchov with that Mincha. And just like we found in the beginning of Zvach, that Chatas is an exception to the rule. By Chatas, if one of the Avodas was done Shalal Shema, Chatas is Pasul, so too, by a mincha's chayte, if the kmita was done, shalod shema, the mincha is pasul. And by a mincha's knos also, since the pasuk says by a mincha's knos, minchas bikaron maskeres ava, it says the word ava and by mincha's knos, so therefore the chachamim gave it a din, like a mincha's chayte, and if the kmita is done, shalod shema, it's pasul. Mincha's chayte, mincha's knos, shakamson shalod shema, nasan bekli, behilek, behikter, Shalod Shema. By a minchas chayte, or by a minchas knot, if the kmita was done by the kohen Shalod Shema, or if the nesina of the kohen bekli after the kmita was done Shalod Shema, or if the holacha of the kmita to the mizbeach, or the haktara of the kmita on the mizbeach was done Shalod Shema, the mincha would be puzzled. And these are the avodos that would puzzle a mincha if there's a machshava Shalod Shema by one of these avodos. O lishman v'shalo lishman, O shalo lishman v'lishman psulot. Or if there's first a machshava lishma, and then after that a machshava shalo lishma, or vice versa, there's first a machshava shalo lishma, and afterwards a machshava lishma. In either case, the mincha is pasul. And since there was a machshava shalo lishma, even though there was also a machshava lishma that doesn't help, the mincha is pasul. Ketav lishman v'shalo lishman. What's a case where there is first a machshava lishma and after that a machshava shalo lishma? L'shem minchas chayte, l'shem minchas nedava. If first he had a machshava that it should be l'shem minchas chayte, that's lishma. And then he had a machshava l'shem minchas nedava, that's shalo lishma. Oh, shalo lishma and v'lishma. What's the case of first a machshava shalo lishma and then a machshava lishma? L'shem minchas nedava, l'shem minchas chayte. First he had a machshava l'shem minchas nedava, that's shalo lishma. And afterward, the Adam Achshavah Lashem Minchas Chayke, that Lashma, in either case, the Mincha is Pasuk.
Masechet Menachas Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, Achas Minchas Chayke, V'achas Kol Menachas, both by Minchas Chayke, and by all other Menachas, Shekamson Zor, for not coin did the Kmitza, Onen, or a coin that was an Onen did the Kmitza, one of its Krovin that is Mechuy Lizab Alem died that day, even after the Kvura is still considered an Onen, and is Pasuk Labur, Tful Yom, or the coin was Tamei, and he did tefillah that day, but he did not yet have Harav Shemesh nightfall, did not yet arrive, v'chusur v'gadim, or he's lacking one of the big days. Behuna, if it's a Kohen Hedi, he does not have the four Begadim. If it's a Kohen Gadol, he does not have the eight Begadim that a Kohen Gadol has to wear. Mechuser Kippur, or he's one of the Tamim that have to bring a Korban in order to do Avodah. For example, a Zav or a Metzora, they can't do Avodah until they bring their Korban after their Nigma Yimeta Rasa. Shelo Rachot Yedayim Bereglayim, or the Kmita was done by a Kohen that did not first wash his hands and feet from the Kiyah. Aro, or he's a Kohen. Aro, his brothers died, Machmas Mila, so therefore he was not Gamal. Tamek, or he was Tamek, Yoshe, or he was sitting down when he did that Avodah. Omed Agabi Kelim, Agabi Behema, Agabi Ragle Chaber Apostle. Or he was standing on Kelim or Behema or on the foot of his friend. As a Kohen has to be standing directly on the Ritzvah barefoot, when he does that Avodah, there could be nothing Chotei between his foot and the Ritzvah Tazara. If any of these Psulim did the Kmitza, the Mincha is Apostle, as since Kmitza is Kneged, the Shechita of a Korban. So therefore, it's one of the avodas in which, if a puzzle does the avoda, it will puzzle the mincha. Kamat is small. Puzzle. If the kmita was done with the left hand of the coin, also the mincha is puzzled, it has to be done with his right hand. But Mesera, Imer Yachter, Vyachter, Vyikmoit, Vyamin. And Mesera said, even if the kmita was done, the psul, he did it with his left hand, or any of the other psulim mentioned over here, did the kmita. There is a takana, there's something we could do to be machshir the mincha. We can put the kmita back into the mincha, and then he would go ahead and do the kmita again with his right hand, or if any of the other psulim mentioned before did the kmita, he would go back, put the kmita back into the mincha, and then somebody who was kasha would go ahead and do the kmita, and the mincha would be kasha. Kamat v'ala v'yado tzror, o gargar melech, o koret shalavayna, pasuk. If the Kohen did the kmitza of the mincha, and he found in the kmitza a pebble, or a piece of salt, or a piece of lavona, even though the kmitza is salted before it is niktar, but there cannot be a piece of melech in the kmitza. And even though the lavona on the mincha is niktar together with the kaimet, but we cannot have a piece of lavona in the kmitza. As we would put all the lavona on one side of the mincha, and the Kohen would do the kmitza from the other side, so that none of the lavona would be in the kmitza. And only after he did the kmitza, he would gather up all the lavona, put it together with the kmitza, and burn it all in the mizbeach. So therefore, if a pebble or a gargar melech or a koret of lavona was found in the kmitza is pasul and the mincha is pasul, as this is a kmitza chasera. The kmitza is missing a little bit, and therefore, it's possible in Ishamra, a kaimet, hayaser ba'acheser possible. As the Chachamim said, a kaimet, which has too much, it's extra, or it has too little, missing a little bit from the kaimet, the mincha is possible. So therefore, in this case, since it was a piece of melech or levina in the kaimet, so it's missing a little bit from the kaimet, and it's possible. Ezehu hayaser. What's the case of a kaimet hayaser? There's too much in the kaimet. Shekamso mevar, that the kmita was sticking out, it was overflowing. The kmita was sticking in between his finger. There was too much kmita. The kmita can only be in his palm, not sticking out between his fingers. V'chasim. What's the case of a kmita that's missing a little bit? Shekamso v'rashi et bozov. He did the kmita with the tops of his fingers instead of having the kmita in his whole hand. And who I did in the case that we just had, if in the kmita there was a pebble or a gargar melech, also that would be a kaimet chasm. Kefet huayzer. So how should the kmita be done? Behechsher. Peshit es es ba'oysev apat yado. He should bend his finger towards his palm. Then he should stick the sides of his hand into the mincha, and the kmita would come up into his hand, and any extra kmita that was sticking out on either side of his hand, he would wipe off with his thumb and his small finger. And Chazal say that this is one of the avodah kashos of a mikdash, one of the very difficult avodahs in the mikdash, to make sure that the kmita is exact, it's not too much or too little.